now's the time.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell everybody, to everybody you know, even people you don't, tell your friends, tell your enemies. This is a show everyone needs to get behind because it involves everybody. Good people, this is DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one and only, accept no substitutions. And I'm here tonight with Organic OK, and I'm basically, we're going to talk cocooning from the microphone. The next chapter, and a long storied saga. It's 9 o'clock here on the dot. Please get involved. Call. You can be on the show too. Don't just sit there. Listen, you can talk also. Here comes, we're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I think something else said. Oh, yes. Check out Maya Harrison. She's got her own website. She's out there, man. She's out there. She's still singing them dulcet. She's going all around like we were. Look her up online, Maya Harrison. Now, they should know the previously story by now, right? Now, I was in McKinleyville. I was without means. I just got kicked out. I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life on the street, but you picked me up and took me, and we went on the trip. When we last talked, I told you how we were in Gary, Indiana. No. Before. No, after that. It was Scottsdale, Arizona. That's right. You know what? Scottsdale was beautiful. But, of course, in those beautiful cities, there's maintenance about what happens and all that. I befriended a veteran, basically a guy who had nothing but his dog. I was told not to get too friendly. Yeah, but of course I did. I don't know what's wrong with me. I guess I wanted to think like I'm helping these people. I can trust them. But it's like even you told me. Doesn't do any good going around trying to trust everybody. Anywho, what happened was we did some good work, and then you were talking about, okay, no. Let's go check out a place a little bit more. Remember? What was our next stop? It was Beverly Hills. Remember, we went to Beverly Hills. I was a little nervous and hesitant in a way. I remember the whole debatical in L.A., and like I said, once I found out the invention of the housing pod, I'm trying to get one for everybody. I'm trying to give everybody a place to be. I really was. I was trying to help. Anywho, it was exhausting. It was tiring. And the worst part is that people say, people have the same question, where are you going to keep it? In a way, all the land is being owned, you know. And everybody wants to put, you know, their own personal flag on whatever. And in L.A., they criminalized the housing pod. Now, L.A. was like the birth crop, what they called the idea for the housing pod. But L.A. didn't want it. They were afraid. If people basically have these little shacks in which to live in, what's going to be their motive, their incentive to go out and have a place to live that the government can make money off of? And I went to, if you remember correctly, went all over trying to find other places to do that. But like you said, that's the problem. It's no good just trying to run someplace and find someplace that's better. You got to make differences and changes and all that. So there we were in Beverly Hills. You know what? As we drove in, I was careful to keep my expectations low. Because you see, if you think too much of like it's going to be all smooth sailing from here on in, you're going to be disappointed. That's the thing about life. It disappoints. No matter what, it just disappoints. Beverly Hills. Now, of course, once again, this is the first time I've gone there, so I have my own preconceived notions about it. You know how a lot of people in L.A. live. But how do the homeless? As I looked around on those streets, I saw once again people who were without means and a lot of garbage thrown everywhere. What are we going to do, organic? Remember what you said?
Dude, we're going to pick up garbage. We're going to try to basically find a place for them to live.
Because I think it is legal to live here in your car, unlike in L.A. or whatever. They're probably not going to like the housing pot idea either, and we don't necessarily have the materials. But we're going to try and make changes, make grassroots campaign changes to build all that. All that noise, all that jazz. We're going to do that.
You know, it's funny that you make me sound like some character that the community in different movies that show a certain light of who we are. And it's more of a, you know, it's like, wow. Like, it's funny because I came over the other day and I had like it, and I made all that noise and cussing and stuff. Like, yeah. That sounded like how you was talking. You was like, oh, he's really talking to us. It kind of reminds you when you go to places where people want you to be this mannequin of the things that are stereotyping in their experience, right? They want to be able to dress you up to be all of what they're scared of, all of what they pretend. They're keeping you from being successful, right? Because in our life, right, it's about us being successful. It's about us being clear to see our vision, to see other understanding of what we're accomplishing in our space of creation, right? And connecting to people is you know, it's something that doesn't always translate, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of successful people that they don't necessarily get along with people. They don't. Like, they're successful, but they don't get along with people. And so they have to have all these different filters and things in place to engage people with the experience so they won't be overwhelmed by too much of the people that, in a sense, is their fans. And people say, well, that should be a natural thing, right? That you're interacting with the fans and allowing the fans to understand where you're coming from. But a lot of times people get the experience like, well, these people don't know how to act, you know. But that's a whole other discussion. But as we travel, you know, at this time, I ain't doing a lot of traveling. Let's be clear about that. I'm not traveling out the state to any other states at this point in time. And realistically, it seems like I'm not going to be traveling to other states for at least a short period of time. My knowledge, I'm saying a short period of time, but, you know, I will shortly. But everybody here, this is comedian Organic, okay, speaking.
Yeah, so anywho, it's like I took a moment to take it all in because I knew no matter where we go, I've noticed there was an abundance of homeless people. I mean, that's the way it is all over nowadays. We seem to be living in those times. But in America, it's the worst. I mean, I was at the end. My rope. I thought I had to once again now. Before I started to pick up garbage, like we agreed to do, we're going to pick up garbage. Whatever. I started to talk to people. I asked them what their story was. They asked me for money.
Sure, baby. I have to stop by Benny. Coming up.
Shit.
Don't say that on the air. Now, I guess that's unavoidable. But I told them I was here to help them. I'm going to pick. I told them I was there to pick up garbage off the streets, make this place sparkle again. But more than that, I told them about the miracle of the housing pod, how great it was, and maybe it would work if we had several people living in one of them. You know, we're not going to have one to an owner. You know, maybe that's why they're spacing it. We're going to basically build makeshift homes for everybody. Sounds great. Where are you going to get the money? You got me in trouble again. Okay, see, now here's the thing. I know I basically can't go around like a schmuck hat in hand asking people basically to give money. Look, it's like, okay, look, we went to L.A. We were there a while. You know, why were we there so long? Because there was a lot to do there. They had they invented the homeless pod. That's, it was an idea from there, and they criminalized it. Because they wanted to basically keep being able to charge people to live indoors. They made it illegal for you to sleep in your car. It's like they really don't want you to get too comfortable being homeless.
Most people want to shut down soup kitchens and charity and all that. You want to keep people every moment. You want to know some every moment, every second, every minute of every day, someone wants your money. And if you don't give it to them, well, they're going to try and make it so you have to. It was the damnedest thing. I sat down with them. Once again, we talked. I talked to one and said, one of them told me, I used to be rich.
I just picked up.
Well, what happened? Rich people go bankrupt all the time, man. I was rich. You know what happened? They started basically making things for free, you know. Look at the music. And I was a producer. We had our own company and label and whatever. But then when all that free download and stuff, God, they're giving everything away for free. That's why nobody's making any money. They're trying to kill us all. Only a few people become rich. Don't get me wrong. I was nice to be someplace warm for the holidays. I mean, once again, it wasn't snowing at least out here, but dang it. It's Beverly Hills. You wouldn't think there'd be that much trash thrown around, but there is. And they all seem to be little where the trash goes. So I said, okay, how would you want to become rich again? What would you do? You could have saved your money. I had a company. It seemed like a sure thing. You know, a lot of recording artists went broke because they spent all their money. Thought there would always be more money. You could always rely on music as a career to make money until they started giving it all away for free. Nobody wants to pay for anything, but if you don't, you see how it all falls apart. He was right. I could become rich again, man. A lot of people on this, you know how to become rich. Here's my buddy over here, yeah. We're planning to build it all back. People go bankrupt all the time, but they build the fortune again. Well, how are you guys going to do it? Well, it's real simple. As soon as we basically, as soon as we still have, we know the numbers, we're going to start over. What's really scary is that I didn't know what to do. I really didn't. I mean, went to everybody. Basically, I said, I noticed that there were a lot of homeless people here. Because that's the thing about it, dude. For every person to get rich, a lot of people have to get poor. Really, it's simple science. You know what works like that? It's a sad, sad thing, but it is. So, dang, I was thinking about, okay, I'll talk to everyone later. First thing we do is start picking up garbage. Organic, remember? We were picking up trash. We were picking up one by one. I kept asking questions. You didn't like that. That's what he told me. Okay, DJ, I need to talk to you for a second. You need to do what you're supposed to do, okay? You got to stop lolling, you got to stop asking. Stop talking and thinking about them. You got to actually do them. Life doesn't reward those who ask questions. Life rewards those who know the answer and just do it. Okay? Ask yourself a question once in a while and know the answer to it. Do what needs to be done. Do not just go around asking questions just to make it look like you're doing something. Don't ask just to ask. Go somewhere. Wait, I really want, this is an important question. The housing pod. I think these people could use, if we built just one of them, maybe several of them could live in it, you know? How do we do that? I don't know. Hopefully it'll be legal here, but I'm sure they're going to make it illegal there too, because in a place like this, they want to know they're getting money somehow, you know? Beverly Hills. Believe it or not, just as we said that, a limo passed us. And I mean a really long, long limo. It was a long, white limo. It looked like Moby Dick. And all I can think about it is, see, there goes people who are rich. That's the problem. Can't make it out without breaking some eggs. I asked him, what about a soy omelet? We got to break some beans, man. Always something has to be broken. The question is, How do we clean up here? Because that's the most important part right now, okay? Pick the trash up, clean up whatever, talk to some people, and then we'll think about trying to build a pod of some kind around here. 15 minutes after the hour here, 9:15 here on the program, DJ Butterfly Feces cocooning from the microphone. You're listening to DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK. Don't just listen, talk. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Check out Maya Harrison. She has her own website. You can listen to her. She's traveling the world herself doing all kinds of things. Get known. Look up the Smoove Tour. That's spelled S-M-O-O-V-E. As in smooth move, you know. With a rhythm of smooth and move. Dang. Organic, tell me something. Who was the most colorful person you met? We were in Beverly Hills.
The most colorful person in Beverly Hills. Well, I think that actually is an inheritance of your desires that you're reflecting from yourself as others project the ability that you possess to give to others by your actions. So it's different people that, like, you run across somebody that at the moment you was there, you ran into them and you can go somewhere else and run into that same experience and then connect to the experience that you're getting in general. So that's I feel like that experience is more of a mobile attachment, because once you start getting the energy, start running to the wavelength for people that possess that, then set it up on your wavelength, your aura energy is not aligned. You run across people that may be the same ability, but you don't see those things that necessarily come out. Like, we bring those things out of people by what we say, how you respond to people, it's a lot of things that enhance that, right? So we have all that, everything we have cooked, not having before it's cooked and it's in a raw form, right? When you start cooking and preparing these things and understanding that, you know, how food operates, you start seeing how things fall in place, right? You start seeing things that are separate becomes one whole, you know, entity of working together, right? And this is what this means. When you talk about, you know, L.A., what's the most colorful thing? I think that got to be colorful ability within understanding, because it's something that's connecting to life, right? When you start turning the greatness that is connected in your ability to allow the greatness to be elevated, we start connecting this. We are mobile, you know, Bluetooth of what we're going through and the essence of other people that we have seen before our time. They are coming to life through others, and we're starting to reflect those things and bring more of those things out to connect with others. This is comedian.
I tell you what, the most interesting people I met on this whole dang expedition was, and I mean this, it was the formerly rich guy who told me how he lost everything. And he sat down and basically said, he told me, he said, you know, son, I can make you rich too if you're willing to stay here and listen and learn. Sit with me. I sat down for a moment. Look, I know, you brought me along. You were paying for all this, our whole trip and whatever's going around doing this, but you get your own money. I wanted to make my own money too. Being rich, you see, people don't realize being rich just isn't, you know, I got a lot of money. It's having these resources that are always pouring money in, you know? Something is always making you a profit, and that is the point. But, of course, I started to wonder if he was just blowing smoke. I mean, I know rich people go broke, and they can wipe on the street and whatever, but he could, he's like you said, you can, you with a fortune, you can build it all back. I remember wondering, why has he done that already? Try to explain to me. He explained to me, well, because here's the problem. I need a team. I need people to come aboard with me. Everyone has to bring something to the table. One of the problems nowadays, we live in a time where it's like everything's already been invented. And a lot of it's been given away for free.
Dang. I sat down and I said, how to become rich? He said, learn how to be a businessman. Learn how basically what the numbers mean. Learn what's a good idea to invest in. So build that business. Now, even though 1 in every 10 businesses fail, 9 out of 10 of them fail. 1 out of 10 succeeds. Got to keep trying to become that one business because then the money will pour in when the business is effective. You, my son, you could be a rich man. I wanted to be a rich man. I wanted to basically remember thinking that since now rich people got everything now, maybe it's time to redistribute the wealth to the people a little bit, you know. Too many people on the streets, too many good people who have snapped and they're barely holding on. Some don't even have their marbles anymore. They didn't just lose them, they threw them away because they don't want to comprehend how messed up things are. They're trying to die out here. Beverly Hills, what can I say? Like L.A., it was a beautiful place. Beautiful. What to do? Well, I went around picking up trash and filth, throwing it away.
Hello, everybody. This guy is sitting here plagiarizing me.
No.
You're plagiarizing me, man.
I'm not plagiarizing you. I did that because what you told me to do. You said we went out there to pick up garbage.
So you did the work. So now you write a documentary about my work effort.
You brought me on the trip. That's what we all went there to do.
Do you mimic my voice?
You amuse easily. I basically said, all right, here's how it is. I'm going to listen to this guy tell me about what it was like to be rich, how to be rich again. I'm going to listen to him talk. But first, I'm going to do this. First come, first served. First in line. So before I knew it, I was running. I was running with as much trash as possible. I made sure the people homeless knew what we were doing. We were doing this for them, doing this to make the world a better place. One guy was mad. Now listen, you know why I hang around the trash so much? It's because there aren't people around it. That's why so many of us stay in trashy, dirty environments. So we'll be left alone. They won't mess with us. They don't want us in those nice places where they're doing nicely for themselves. You going to pick all that up? You know, you clean up the trash, there'll be more trash later eventually. Well, hopefully it won't be as bad. But tell me something. What's it like for you out here? I hate it. I wish life would just end already. We've suffered for too long. That got to me. I needed to pick up trash. I decided to basically try to make friends with them and hopefully make sure a couple. Remember, I went to you. I said, "Is there a way we could get a housing pod, just one or two, and some of these people can live in them? They can sleep in there together, and all that." And, well, what can I say? We will help these people. We can just get a few of them sheltered. She said to me, dude, I'd love to do that. Okay? DJ, I'd love to. But here's a problem. We don't have the building materials. We don't have the it'd be nice, basically, if I basically put down some money and just, what can I do? Basically, buy a pod for every time I go to a city, get them a pod. The pods themselves ain't the problem in building. They will build them if they'll let them. They'll start making it illegal to live someplace they can't charge you for.
There are cities where they totally allow housing pods. You know why? You know why? Because the people who live in them have to pay. They rent them like a motel. I thought about that. I thought long and hard about it. I don't know. What could we do? Let's maybe see if we can get these 50 people into a homeless shelter. I wanted to bring one of them along on the trip. I told the rich guy what we're doing. How I lived in McKinleyville. How I had the name DJ Butterfly Feces handed to me. Told them, you know. It wasn't so simple. Wasn't easy as pie. The rich guy asked you, what if the guy who used to be rich comes with us? Maybe he can resource. He said, I don't know, I guess. I mean, you know, he might be lying to you. He might be trying to make money from us. You know, he may be thinking, this guy has money. I'll pretend that I knew how to make money so he won't think I'm after his money. I can suck off him. You guys could collaborate, join forces together in investing and all that. I don't know, maybe. I don't know. Well, was going to be a dance around the maypole. But so be it. As I finished picking up the last of the garbage, it's a funny thing, you know. I know it's a dirty, nasty job. And you know how he does it. We wear all this kind of bundled stuff on, and you know, including gloves, whatever, to pick all that up. Once again, funded by Organic here. But he always said, "How do you feel after a long day? Exhausted but happy. Looks like I worked all that energy and stress off." Yeah. See. You feel good after doing a hard day's work, don't you? That's the point. What to do? I talked to the rich guy. I said, I advise you to come aboard with us. Come with us. I'm just going to pick up garbage. We're going to basically try to build little housing pods or whatever. We're try and help those that are truly disenfranchised. He agreed. He actually physically agreed. It was a beautiful moment. I almost shook his hand, but, well, I didn't. It's not just because I've been picking up trash. He didn't have protective gear, and he was living in it, virtually. I remember one point you told me, glad you invited him, but, dude, can't save them all, okay? Don't invite every single vagrant person you happen to think is interesting on this trip, okay? Because, you know, I'm going to be paying for all this. You guys can join forces. But we'll see. You've been listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK. Thanks for listening. Please get involved. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you. Organic, you got something to say? Well, I think he took off again. Thanks. Thank you for listening. Thank you. And good night.